This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. This week, Congress returns with a packed agenda. USA's John Schaefer has details.
In the House, Speaker Mike Johnson is under pressure to bring a comprehensive national security package to the floor for a vote. The package includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Although the bill cleared the Democratic-led Senate in February, House conservatives are pushing back against allocating additional billions to Ukraine. Additionally, deadlines are looming to renew the contentious foreign surveillance program, FISA. Over in the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to initiate the dismissal of the articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Special Counsel Jack Smith has filed written arguments with the U.S. Supreme Court this week, urging justices to reject former President Trump's immunity claims. In a brief filed Monday, Smith also pressed the high court to deny Trump's effort to delay his federal election interference case based on that claim. The Supreme Court set to hear arguments April 25th. A decision on the matter is expected by July. One large U.S. college sports governing body voting to ban all transgender athletes from women's sports. The NAIA, or the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics Council of Presidents, unanimously voted in favor of the policy Monday. An earlier survey indicated strong support for such a ban. A rash of random sucker punch attacks in New York has resulted in a 68-year-old woman being hospitalized in critical condition. This Greek Orthodox clergyman knew of the incident, said the woman was also robbed as she was attacked on her way to church Sunday in the Big Apple.
Horrible. I could not believe my eyes seeing what he did to this lady.
A reward being offered in the case. The UConn Huskies, back-to-back NCAA men's basketball champions, they beat Purdue 75-60 in the national championship game Monday night. This is USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Many Americans reflect upon Monday's celestial celebration. This man in Texas says it was momentous for him.
The few moments where the sun actually did peek through and you could actually see the eclipse, I mean, incredible.
This guy in New York says,
somewhat with the cloud, a little anticlimactic.
And there were some of those who never knew.
I thought it was kind of a hoax, but then now I see it and it's pretty cool.
It'll be another 20 years before North America bears witness to a total solar eclipse again. The last time before Monday was in 2017. A judge in Washington State ruling on Monday that state's limit on high-capacity magazines is unconstitutional. The ruling came from a case brought by the Washington Attorney General's office against Gators Custom Guns for selling high-capacity magazine. Teams are removing cargo containers from the vessel that hit the Key Bridge in Baltimore last month. Coast Guard officials report steady progress in removing sections of the bridge from the ship to alleviate its weight and facilitate more movement. Over the weekend, laborers successfully successfully extracted the initial piece of the bridge, marking ongoing salvage efforts to disentangle the wreckage. Sunday's NCAA Women's Basketball Championship game is another record breaker. It became the most watched basketball game, men's or women's, college or pro, since 2019. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
Stop. Hey, what's that sound? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Going to be talking with Dr. Alex McFarland, the author of more than 20 books, heard live daily on over 200 stations in the American Family Radio Network. Serves as director of Worldview for Karis Bible College in Woodland Park, Colorado, and co-host the Truth and Liberty TV broadcast. You're just not busy enough, Alex. I think that's the problem.
Well, I'm just loafing, you know. But in addition to loving the Lord, serving my dear wife, Angie, I'm a huge fan of Bill Martinez.
And you're awesome. That's very kind.
We need to start the Bill Martinez fan club. How about that?
Hey, well, that would be beyond my level and capacity, to manage in my brain, you know, but thank you. It's very kind of you to offer that. I appreciate it.
God is good. And, every now and then people will kind of talk about stuff that I've been up to for 25 years, but mm-hmm. I'm just a saved sinner who's excited about Jesus. And
isn't
I do
that,
care about America.
Truth? Amen. Yeah.
Our nation needs the Lord.
Yeah, our nation, the people, and the world, and all the souls that Jesus went to the cross for, Alex. And here we are. The souls are being confused because of pronouns. We saw this coming. And last year, or last summer, as a matter of fact, there was a study that revealed that nearly half of millennials believe that misgendering a person, referring to someone by the wrong gender, gender pronoun, he, him, she, her, should be a criminal offense. That's all they needed was a study. And once they had a study, all of a sudden this is going to be, conformed and conscripted into some sort of law that was going to be used as a weapon against us. And we saw J.K. Rowling kind of be one of the first examples of it, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's amazing. In Scotland, Bill, now there's a law, it was effective April 1, 2024, that makes it a crime to not only misgender somebody, let's say you've got someone who's clearly a male, and maybe accidentally you refer to him as Mr. rather than Ms. or Mrs. I mean, you could, you know, be put in jail. Now, what's so sad about this is, Bill, one of the philosophies or the schools of thought that helped birth our great nation was called Scottish Common Sense Realism. In other words, in the aftermath of the Protestant Reformation, when all throughout Europe spread a Judeo-Christian worldview, Scottish Common Sense Realism says truth exists, truth can be known, truth is written in the Word of God, but also written on every heart. And now Scotland, my motherland, the McFarlands are from Scotland. Scotland has, basically criminalized common sense realism.
Yes.
You know? It's very sad. By the way, let me just say this. You mentioned J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter series, and she has professed that she's become a Christian. And she has, through many a tweet, affirmed what God's word and science says, that gender is binary. There are males and females, right? Well, she's been castigated for this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Baylor University, a Baptist university, and by the way, let me say, no Baptist should ever send another nickel of their money to Baylor. Mm-hmm. And I, Alex McFarland, am on record, I, with a lot of Baptist history, no Baptist should ever darken the door of Baylor again. But and I've got a lot of reasons why I would say this. But Baylor, they have a course, I would assume it's probably in their English or their lit department, there's a course on Harry Potter. And a Baylor professor, just in the last day or so, was telling their students that, you know, they must castigate J.K. Rowling for her, quote, hatred of transgender people. So, Bill, here's my point.
Mm-hmm.
When is philosophical, respectful dialogue hatred?
Yes.
You know? I mean, it's not phobia or hatred. I mean, I've had people say, oh, Alex, you're Islamophobic, you're homophobic, you're transphobic. No, we're just trying to have a rational discourse about the real world, not any make-believe world that wounded, deluded people are trying to impose on the rest of us.
And that's the whole point of it, right? I mean, this is a force fit. This is a round peg in a square hole. And, and of course, when you do this, when you imperil speech like this, you dumb the society down. You don't enlarge it. I mean, the reason you have free speech is so that a society would be expanded, not, not cut back and limited. And this is what this does. I mean, it's like everything, Alex. Everything is an attack. It's a war against all things rational, common sense, all things godly. Make the list. It just keeps on growing. So here we are now, a war on free speech. And because I don't want to have a debate, I don't want to have a reasonable conversation with you. And so what happens when you're a reasonable person, you just go find a different different church to go to, so to speak, or a different venue. You don't have to force somebody to believe what you believe, and especially when it's something as trivial as a pronoun. Come on, please, give me a break.
Exactly. Well, you know, Bill, in 2 Corinthians 4:4, the Apostle Paul, speaking of a lost world that doesn't know Christ's salvation or even reality itself, Paul wrote, the God of this world, little g, that's Satan, the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers. I mean, my goodness, XXXY, you know, there's female and male. I mean, the idea that gender is fluid, the idea that males conceive, carry, and give birth to children, you know, it's one thing to quibble over Jesus and salvation. But we're to the point now that much of the world, certainly educators, elected officials, celebrities, they don't have the conviction and the courage to say unequivocally, look, God bless you, we wish you no harm, but men are not women.
Right.
Women
exactly.
are not men.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it seems, though, Alex, on the other side, I mean, there's hope. At least the police in Scotland said, no harm, no foul, right? They said that J.K. Rowling will not be arrested under new Scottish hate law. So there is some reason that existed there. Now, that's maybe enough, but we know the radical left, they know no end. They are a force unto themselves. So it's going to be up to the police and other authorities there in Scotland to maintain reasonable authority and reasonable ground on this, because it's just like what happened here in America. It crept in ever so slowly. That's what progressives do. It's a steady and consistent march through the institutions. And you think, well, that's kind of silly. That'll just go away. Well, no. I mean, you know, it just lives another day. I mean, it's like a cockroach with many heads. It's unbelievable.
Well, and you know, in the case of J.K. Rowling, I mean, I think they were wise enough to realize that a very high-profile, well-publicized, protracted legal battle with her of, you know, nearly unlimited means, that would not bode well for them. But what about the little church pastor? What about the small business owner?
I'll tell you what, we got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Dr. Alex McFarland coming up. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SKYRIZI, risankizumab RIZA, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SKYRIZI helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SKYRIZI, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SKYRIZI and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
As promised, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Alex McFarland continues with us. We're talking about pronouns in profiles, what they actually mean. Alex, I want you to pick up where you left off, and that is that, Scottish police realized that if they went after J.K. Rowling, they're looking at something rather expensive. Now, here in America, though, however, you know the way the government has been weaponized. They use the people's tax money. They use everything that is available to them, which is given to them by the people, by the way, and it should be up to them to use responsibly. But they would weaponize this issue and take people to task in much the same way as they've done with others, especially in the Trump administration, right?
Yeah. And Bill, by the way, thanks for having me on. It's always a privilege because you're one of the journalists that is willing to drill down deeply and really probe through an issue, and I appreciate you so much. So many things are converging right now. There's our understanding of what it means to be a human being, morals, marriage, but also just the culture at large. And I want to stick with pronouns, but let me talk about what's called critical theory.
Mm-hmm.
There was a story in the news just 2 days ago about in Boston, hospitals are going to scale back on reporting babies born that are victims of fetal alcohol syndrome or drug use. And as you may know, and Bill, you know, I'm married to a nurse, and my wife has delivered babies, and she's worked in, you know, neonatal care. Very sadly, some babies are born to mothers that use drugs, and there are babies born that, are substance addicted the moment they're delivered. It's tragic. All right.
Right.
In
exactly.
Boston, they now listen to this wording. Black pregnant people are more likely to be drug tested and reported to child welfare systems, and black pregnant people, at least heretofore, were more likely to give birth to babies that were victims of substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
But in Boston, the hospitals are going to stop saying this because they said to report this and then to turn newborns over to social services for detoxification is contributing to the structural racism. Now, first problem, the question is not what ethnicity. The question is the welfare of a human child.
Yes, exactly.
Now, if it just so happens that the majority of babies born with substance abuse issues are African-Americans, I mean, I'm sorry, but that's the fact. It's not racism. It's that expectant mothers in the black community, apparently in Boston, are more likely to have abused drugs while pregnant. But the other thing is, even the larger thing, this thing of critical theory and wokeness and pronouns. Okay, in this headline, black pregnant people. Okay, you mean women?
Yeah,
but notice they don't say women.
Right.
Now, here's what I'm saying, listeners. Marxists, one of the ways Marxism for a century and a half has dismantled society to impose the Marxist communist ideology is they commandeer the use of language.
Yes, exactly.
And understand this, folks, and I beg citizens in general, but especially pastors, teachers, persons in positions of leadership, please do not fall prey to the way that the woke Marxists are commandeering language. You say man and woman. Say congressman, congresswoman.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Say mothers, children, boys, girls, husbands, wives. Bill, look, I was an English major, so I think you've known me long enough to know that when I speak, I really do my utmost to employ linguistic precision.
Exactly. You honor the language. Because when you honor the language, you honor the people that speak the language. So go ahead.
We do. Part of the way that the Marxists are trying to create disorder in order to impose new order is by the way they are lulling people into this, you know, slumber over how language is being changed. Mm. We cannot slumber. We must awake, and we must use words and believe that there is truth to be conveyed by the words we use.
Yeah. And the thing is, Alex, we've got to hold the people who are in positions of leadership accountable. For example, you've got a Senate hearing, and they're talking to a prospective justice of the Supreme Court who cannot define what a woman is. Now, as shocking as that was for people to hear, you know, that was quite foreboding. And to me, it should have been an easy response. I'm sorry, you're disqualified. And I know that may sound extreme, but it's like one of those things. All this is the result of a slow creep, as I was mentioning earlier. This slow creep has come into our culture. We ignore it and allow it to pass. And now she's on the Supreme Court, a woman who is confused, and maybe that's offensive, but maybe somewhere down the road, if somebody called her a woman, that could be regarded as hate speech. Because what happened with this law in Scotland, we're not far off here. I mean, people are already being threatened in this weaponized governmental environment that we live in today's America in such a way, Alex, that we have to be careful what we say or you're going to get sued. And now, you know, you talk a lawsuit, you know, maybe Donald Trump, he's got enough money, he can handle it. But many of us are not in a position to handle a trivial lawsuit. And we're not necessarily going to be as lucky, depending on what area you live in. If you happen to be in D.C. and you say the wrong thing and you've got to deal with the D.C. court, which is obviously weaponized and prejudiced and biased against people of faith and people who believe as you and I believe, we're going to have mm-hmm. to pay the piper and battle through this. But look, we know it's coming. God said it was going to come, the persecution, and you know, we can say, all right, this is happening, this is on the horizon, and then at the same time, when I say that, I think what we're going through is minor compared to, you know, some people in other countries, the level of persecution that they're enduring. I mean, by comparison, it's like we're suffering a hangnail, so maybe quit whining, but also you need to be aware so that as much as would count on you, that you could stop this progression of craziness that's going on, because who does it hurt, Alex, at the end of the day? I mean, it impacts society, impacts our culture.
Well, exactly. And let me say a word to the pastors out there, Bill. I've pastored two churches. I've spoken quite literally in 2,200 American churches. So this is not embellishment or exaggeration. I really have been in that many churches. Pastors will say to me that, well, you know, Brother Alex, I appreciate your stance and you're bold and you're brave, but we, you know, I as a pastor could never preach on such things because, quote, we would lose our tax-exempt status. That is false.
Yeah, that's
now,
never
first
happened.
First of all, let me say, Brother Pastor, since when do you only preach God's truth if it's economically expedient? First of all, since the Johnson Amendment in 1954, no church, zero, no right. American church has ever, quote, lost its tax-exempt status. And, Bill, let me just say this. I've been around the block a little bit. Churches do not need or have to get 501c3 status. Churches are tax-exempt because since 1896, churches under American tax law are viewed
tax-exempt.
As public
right.
charities. Mm-hmm. And they don't pay taxes. Pastors, you're not going to lose your tax-exempt status. Stop cowardly hiding behind that as an excuse not to preach hard truth.
Well, Alex, we'll leave it there. To be continued, look forward to our next conversation. Dr. Alex McFarland at alexmcfarland.com, youth religion and cultural expert. Thank you, Alex. Take care. God bless, my friend.
Blessings.
Golf commentary continues to evolve. At the 2024 Masters, IBM will debut more new features on the Masters app and Masters.com for an even more personalized fan experience. Building on last year's AI-generated narration, IBM has incorporated more generative AI capabilities thanks to Watson X, with large language models taught to understand and speak Spanish, not simply translate the English narration, to deliver the most authentic audio and closed captioning experiences to Spanish-speaking fans. IBM is also bringing shot-by-shot hole insights to the Masters digital platforms, providing detailed breakdowns of current and historical play at any given course hole. This includes real-time data of how a hole has been played during the tournament, projections based on data, and historical analysis based on more than 170,000 shots and ball positions on the course. Paired with the Track Shots feature, Hole Insights enables fans with the ability to receive insights based on live tournament shots for the first time. To see IBM's technology in action, visit Masters.com or the Masters app on your mobile device. Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. President Biden unveiling a fresh strategy aimed at forgiving student loan debt. During a visit to Madison, Wisconsin Monday, Biden outlined a series of measures designed to benefit tens of millions of Americans.
And all together, my administration is taking the most significant action to provide student debt relief ever in the history of this country.
Among these initiatives is the forgiveness of accrued interest for individuals who currently owe more on their loans than their initial borrowing amount. Additionally, the plan extends debt relief to borrowers who have shouldered their loans for decades. California could become the first state in the U.S. to pass a right to disconnect from work law. It would restrict employers from contacting employees during off hours. The proposed bill would mandate companies better specify employee compensated hours and prohibit them from expecting employees to respond outside of that time frame. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's a bird. It's a plane. Could it be an eclipse? Could it be Al Perotta from Stream.org? Probably Al Perotta. Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy?
Okay. I'm big enough to block out the sun, huh? Okay.
No. Not Charles Barkley big, but I mean, you know, hey, imagine that, though. All eyes were up to the heavens, and along with that were all the different ideas of, you know, oh, the effect this was having on climate change. I mean, Sunny from The View, she was just clutching her pearls. I mean, just babbling along. It's like, does anybody put them through rehearsals to say, okay, let's figure out what you're going to talk about and maybe curb a little bit of the nonsense, or they just let them just freewheel it?
Or they're prepped by morons. I mean,
either, yeah, exactly. Any, yeah, pick one, yes.
Yeah, it is rather stunning, the incredible stupidity that comes out of that show, which is a shame, because it used to be, you know, something meaningful, something worth watching, you know, back in the day when it was originally formed by Barbara Walters. You know, people remember the TV show to be, you know, quite a thing. Yeah. But now,
well, are they contributing to the dumbing down of the women of America?
Yeah, at least the ones who watch.
I mean, I don't know that they're advancing the intellect of it. I mean, whether it's Whoopi or Joy. I mean, at times, you know, I tune in just to kind of, I don't know, because maybe I'm having a good day and I think, oh, it's too good. Maybe I need to see what the other side's doing, and I tune into it and I just go, you got to be kidding me. They still have them on the air with this kind of, you know, this kind of babble. I mean, you don't come away from it and say, you know, I'm sure glad I watched that show because I'm a lot smarter for watching that show.
And it's a shame, especially when you think of somebody like Whoopi Goldberg, who was a beast, man. This is a revolutionary performer back in her day.
Right.
She broke molds. Mm-hmm. She's intelligent, you know, her old Broadway Broadway show, and then, you know, Oscar winner. I mean, yes. The woman has game. And so, and it just, she looks like miserable. She looks like she's miserable anyway, hanging out with those people anyway. But stuff coming out of her mouth now is like, whoopee, don't believe any of this nonsense. You're way smarter than that. You know, but
yeah, exactly.
The money must be really good, I guess.
Well, you know, and you don't want to upset the trend there. I mean, you know, you're there in New York where the ideology is well fixed, and how can you walk down the street or, you know, attend any parties and have any kind of credibility if you're not on the party line? That's where it's at right now, whether it's New York or D.C. or any other ideologically fixed location on the planet. People have surrendered their own intellect for the sake of ideology. And, you know, and you can't even ask them, Al. You can't even, you know, just say, you know, even for their own sake. Whoopi, I mean, for all the talent you have, I mean, you know, is there, can we sit down and reason together? Or is it just, this is going to be your legacy, is that you're all part of the lunatic fringe?
Yeah, and that's the shame. You just fall into that, I guess. And I guess it's, you know, to be sympathetic in a way, it's hard if you're in a myopic atmosphere that's the only thing you hear, which is what you get in places like New York and Hollywood. I mean, it's, and they're baffled. Yeah. There are places in Hollywood where people were baffled if you had a different point of view, if you dare express it.
Right.
They didn't get it. Let alone you're immersive.
Yeah. Well, they and it's so funny because they say they want to hear different points of view, and then they're shocked when they hear it. They just can't even believe that it exists, you know. And it's just like, you know, this is what it's come down to. It's like we have our encampments, and the only difference between our encampment and their encampment is, you know, ideology. Isn't that crazy? I mean, there, you know, you can't come in, and it's like, really, it's a manifestation of what's going on in Israel. You know, the Arabs versus the Jews, right?
Yeah, hopefully it won't be something that lasts hundreds of years. But yeah, and it's hopefully not as deadly, ultimately. But yeah, it is like, for that point, there's a study that just came out yesterday, I guess, Monday. I'm out of England, where something like half of the Muslims in the UK support Hamas, and only one-fourth believe that Hamas committed rape and murder on October 7th.
Exactly, yeah.
What kind of, you know, mind melding, mind tricks are being played to have convinced, you know, one in, you know,
Well, because it fits a doctrine they've been preconditioned. I mean, you understand Muslims. I mean, Muslims already they have that doctrine. They're well fixed. This has been going on for generations. This isn't something that's happened. The thing to me that's remarkable is what's happened on the college campuses in the universities here in the United States, Al. Because you go, wait a minute. What, I mean, are you so disassociated with, you know, democracy? I'm not talking about Joe Biden's version of democracy. I'm talking democracy, the Democratic Republic, the Federalist Papers, and you know, the origins of, you know, America and the free enterprise system. Are you that disassociated with it that you cannot exercise any kind of critical thinking and come up with some kind of reasonable conclusion about what's going on in the Middle East? No, you're just going to take the words of a myopic professor who's on a different agenda, not about, you know, enlarging your educational experience, but really trapping you. And this is what happens. People, when they become ideologically fixed, they're entrapped. And they don't even know it. They're enslaved by their own ideology. And it's like you and I, you know, said several times, you know, Alice, who told you? Who told you this? Who told you that this is what you should believe? Did you do any? I mean, because it's so academically disingenuous and stupid that for somebody at a university at this kind of level, it's like, wow, you disappoint me. I thought you were smarter than this. I mean, how did you get into this college that, you know, with the stuff that you're saying right now, it doesn't fit. I mean, it's not even civil.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. it's an indoctrination. It's starting younger and younger, and in this case, it's dangerous because we know where it leads.
Right.
We saw in the late 30s and 1940s for this sort of, you know, the blood libel against the Jews and this blaming Jews for everything, and somehow they have no right to self-defense. That they're committing genocide by going after people who beheaded and burned to death little kids,
right?
Hundreds of people at a music festival,
mm-hmm.
and going after the people who did it while trying to take care not to hurt anybody, rather than obliterating the place, which would have been pretty mm-hmm. easy for Israel to do. Yet they're the ones being accused of genocide. They're the ones being asked to stop. They're the ones. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not hearing anybody telling Hamas to give up the hostages.
Where are the Palestinians? That's my question, Al. I mean, supposedly that's what they're defending here, the innocent, allegedly innocent Palestinians. Well, wait a minute. These were the same people that were on the streets cheering yeah. these guys on as they were kicking the severed breasts of women down the street like they were soccer balls.
Exactly. And now, is there any promise that the schools teaching little kids the same hatred and ideology? What about those teachers, all those people? Is that going to change? No. The only pressure is being put on Israel. Again, that's anti-Semitic. It's like, you know, and it's just tragic.
But like you're saying, what happens next? Is that how does this infect the culture? How does this infect the generations to come? And how they think? I mean, right now, today, it's Israel. Tomorrow, it's Christians. And then the day after that, it's, the plumbers union or whoever, you know, now we're going down the slippery slope that we experienced in World War II, right?
Yeah.
Where when they came for the unionists, you know, you didn't respond because you weren't a unionist, right? Go ahead.
Yeah. And at least nobody's shouting death to America on the streets of America. Oh, wait. They are.
Yeah.
Welcome to 2024.
Yeah, this is where we are right now, ladies and gentlemen. And I tell you, it's not for the faint of heart. And if this country is to be saved, then it's going to require we the people. Stay tuned. We've got more from Al after this.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you. Al Parada continues with us. He is the managing editor of Stream.org. Well, whether it's eclipses, funny commentary out of the view, that's all right. You know, you don't have to take people that are being silly, you don't have to take them serious. The thing is that what you have to do, though, is know what you're about. Know what you believe in. Know your own knowledge. Own your own knowledge. Don't repeat talking points from Whoopi or some of these Joy Behar. I mean, I don't know that, Whoopi or Joy Behar has ever been noted on any kind of academic level, just saying that, wow, what a brilliant contribution to culture that they have offered, or The View, for that matter, from a standpoint. But look, they have a following. But I suffer, for their following, because I don't believe, Al, that they're getting anything of really of value. I mean, just to agitate people, just to get them upset and to, scratch an itch that's not there, or to create this level of dissatisfaction. This is all, destructive. I mean, I guess okay at a certain level to do it, but when everything about our country and our culture is that way, it seems diabolical. It seems that there are people and there are forces that are intent on doing everything they can to disassemble this democratic republic. Am I seeing this right, or am I overstating it?
No. You got it right. It's hard to find things in the mainstream culture that affirm traditional values, affirm America. They seem odd. You watch something like Hallmark's When Calls the Heart, and you go,
right,
oh my gosh, that seems like another planet now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That used to be standard fare back in the day, mm-hmm. Wholesome and all this, that, and the other thing, family friendly and not cynical. That's another thing you got to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Not dark. And, it just has a corrosive effect over time. But I think that's why people are search out other media and then movies that are, family-friendly, faith-friendly, are getting some attention, at least from audiences, not from the critics.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Gee, how many times a year do you see, Hollywood experts shocked by box office performance of blah, blah,
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine. I'm shocked by box office response to Sound of Freedom.
Right.
Well, you know.
Yeah, all these movies that speak to a tradition are the ones that are doing successful, and it's not necessarily the ones that the billions, or I should say multiple millions of dollars that are invested that are R-rated that haven't done well. I mean, Ted Baer from Movie Guide reports every year on how much better these family-friendly movies are doing. And you would think the movie houses would respond to that because, you know, as we were saying before, they have investors. You know, there's a fiduciary responsibility. I think this is what, pulled the chain back on Disney, pulled the chain back on Bud Light. You cause your investors to lose money. They're not happy campers. And this is why, you know, some of this DEI stuff is running its course, because at the end of the day, I mean, we've been experimenting with this. And we knew it going into it that we were promoting mediocrity, and this is exactly what we've got. And we've got bridges falling. We've got, pilots in the air, the check boxes. We've got an administration, and you talk about checking boxes. Just look at the cabinet of this administration. Boy, this is, if nothing else, you can say that this is the best box-checking administration that the United States of America has ever had, right?
Yeah, and they're using crayons to check those boxes, some of these people. Yeah. He's not the brightest people either. It's like flipping to check boxes, but at least, my gosh, you know, find somebody, a homosexual who was a guru at transportation to become Secretary of Transportation.
Right.
And I'm sure they're out there somewhere.
Right.
I mean, press secretary. You need to have a black lesbian. You know, we know there's some more talented people than Karine Jean-Pierre out there. You know,
and then you've got an admiral who is a man dressed as a woman, and she's not fooling anybody. On the world stage, people look at America and it's a joke. It's a bad enough joke that we have a president that has a hard time, you know, completing a sentence. Obviously, they knew a lot longer what, Robert Hur had to report. And everybody here, you know, the Democrats, oh, my God, they're so verklempt over it. You know, are you kidding me? You know, everybody knows this. Nobody's fooling anybody. Okay.
Yeah. Well, look what they did yesterday. Biden's Department of Justice told the House they're not going to give over the audio of Biden's interview with Hur.
Of course.
But White House keeps saying Biden is fit as a fiddle and Hur is the one with an issue.
Right.
Then you think the audio would be, let us hear it. But they're holding it. And they even specifically mentioned that they're afraid to be, basically they were saying they're afraid it'll be used for political purposes, not investigative purposes. Well, Hur himself said that the audio was part of the decision-making process. It wasn't just a word. Was the way they were delivered or not delivered, and
exactly
all this. We need to hear it and have the Justice Department hold that back to help Joe Biden. That's the only reason they're not handing it over.
It's the same thing. Yeah. Well, this is a pattern. This is a prescribed pattern that they fall into, whether it's January 6th, whether it's the impeachment of Donald Trump and on. This is all manipulation. They're not interested in the truth. They're not interested in this, democratic republic. They're only interested in their own preservation and keeping their grip on power and control. I want to change the topic here for just a moment. We touched on this a moment ago, but I got to tell you, I was shocked by Coach Dawn Staley. She just wins, the National Women's NCAA Basketball Championship, and she, paused and had to think, and she knew that she was going into some deep waters when she was asked about males playing in women's basketball, and she hemmed and hawed, and I said, "Oh no, don't tell me she's going to go that way." And sure enough, Al, she went that way.
Yeah, that was self-defeating in a way, because why would you open the door for your competitors to recruit males, biological males, like that bruiser who injured three players in the high school game?
Right.
put that person on scholarship if you want to try to knock off University of South Carolina next year, you know? Who needs a Caitlin Clark who can get some 6'7" person who wears a dress twice during the fall and spring?
It's almost what I would have done. I mean, for the sake of collegiate women's basketball, I'd have gotten a hook. I have regard for Dawn Staley. I think as an accomplished player, what she's done for the game and her love, her girls and her freshies, as she puts it, it's quite admirable. But her doctrine, her understanding, I mean, I'll tell you, for all the good that Caitlin Clark and women's basketball at the collegiate level did during the season, I mean, it was like Dawn Staley went Colin Kaepernick. I mean, she put the franchise in jeopardy, I believe.
If you believe, like, Riley Gaines, that she seems to think that it was more of a reflexive thing, trying to say the right, politically correct thing, as opposed to someone who became an activist like Kaepernick. That this was just sort of not something she terribly holds to, but that felt necessary, she had to say it. It tells you what society's like and the media's like. So hopefully it won't have an effect. And then the governing body for smaller colleges, the NAIA, they yesterday said biological men won't be able to play in competition with other schools in women's sports, which is a really good thing that's happened. Maybe the NCAA will take notice of that. So, again, well, the tide's turning. You know, you see,
yeah. Well, call me old school, Al. I just believe the sexes should compete with sexes. I mean, this has been a tradition to see what's happening, you know, with Riley Gaines and so many of these other, you know, collegiate athletes who have busted their butt all their lives in order to get a scholarship, to attain some level of accomplishment, to suddenly be upended and have the carpet pulled out from underneath them because of, a trans individual. I'm sorry. I mean, we're making accommodation for less than 1% of the population. There's just something just not right about this.
Yeah, it's playing on a cork bat. It really is. Nobody can say otherwise. And I know that I wrote about it, a tennis match I had in high school. It was a female on the opposing team. We didn't have women's tennis. Mm-hmm. Back then.
Yeah.
And she played, and this girl was a really good player. She knew how to hit the ball, to sort of do all the good, she's a much better player than me.
Right.
But once I said, okay, well, I'm bigger, stronger, faster. So I was able to physically overwhelm and end up beating somebody who was a better player than me.
Right.
At that point, she didn't have a choice because there wasn't a women's team. But now there are women's teams, and there are guys that are trying to get into that, biological men who are trying to get into that action. And that is unfair. It is simply unfair.
Right, exactly.
With a cork bat, no matter how skilled, you know.
Well, cheating is cheating, right? And we want fairness. I mean, even as little kids growing up, that's one of the first values that we capture very quickly. You'll hear, that's not fair. That's not right. You know, two-year-olds will tell you that. But I guess when you're a little bit older, you just, surrender your mind and your conscience and you follow the crowd, I guess. Al Prada from Stream.org. Thank you, Al.
About the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.